Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Imagine signing a deal worth nearly $12 billion. That's exactly what OpenAI has done with CoreWeave, a company that's been making waves in the AI data center world. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 10th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about this groundbreaking partnership between OpenAI and CoreWeave. Let's dive in. OpenAI is set to pay CoreWeave an eye-popping $11.9 billion over the next 5 years. This deal is not just about money, it's about securing the future of artificial intelligence infrastructure. CoreWeave, which provides cutting-edge data center technology and services, is gearing up for its initial public offering, and this agreement with OpenAI is a massive vote of confidence. What's even more interesting is that OpenAI will also receive a $350 million stake in CoreWeave tied to its upcoming public offering. This move positions OpenAI not just as a customer, but as a strategic partner with skin in the game. It's a clever move considering CoreWeave's impressive growth. Last year, their revenue skyrocketed by over 700% to hit $1.92 billion, largely thanks to major clients like Microsoft, Meta, and IBM. CoreWeave's rapid expansion is fueled by its robust infrastructure, boasting 32 data centers that house over 250,000 NVIDIA graphics processing units. These GPUs are the backbone of AI computational power, and with CoreWeave's ambitious plans to expand further by the end of this year, they're clearly setting the stage for future dominance. This partnership is more than just a business transaction. It's a glimpse into the future of AI. With OpenAI investing so heavily in CoreWeave, they're ensuring that they have the computational muscle needed to drive innovation in artificial intelligence for years to come. As CoreWeave prepares to go public, they're targeting a valuation of over $35 billion, up from their $19 billion valuation just last year. It's a testament to how pivotal AI infrastructure is becoming in the tech industry. Stay tuned as we continue to explore how these developments will shape the AI landscape. With giants like OpenAI and CoreWeave teaming up, the future of artificial intelligence is looking more promising and more lucrative than ever. Imagine a world where every conversation with an artificial intelligence chatbot might be subtly nudging you towards a particular viewpoint without you even realizing it. That's the unsettling reality a new study has uncovered, revealing that Russian propaganda has infiltrated Western artificial intelligence chatbots. A comprehensive audit by NewsGuard, a company dedicated to fighting misinformation, found that leading Western artificial intelligence models repeat Russian propaganda 33% of the time. This isn't just any propaganda. It's coming from a Moscow-based disinformation network called Pravda, which ironically means truth in Russian. This network has been flooding the internet with pro-Kremlin narratives, causing artificial intelligence systems to unknowingly regurgitate these misleading stories. To put things in perspective, Pravda published a staggering 3.6 million articles last year alone. Their strategy is methodical and expansive, relying on a network of 150 websites in dozens of languages across 49 countries. The result? A worrying number of artificial intelligence chatbots have been citing these sources as legitimate, spreading falsehoods to users globally. NewsGuard analyst Isis Blaquez points out that Russian influence is now targeting artificial intelligence models instead of just human readers. This shift allows propaganda to reach a much larger audience, subtly influencing opinions without the users even noticing. Blaquez calls this tactic LLM grooming, where large language models are deliberately fed false data to bias their outputs in favor of Russian perspectives. One shocking example cited in the report is a false claim that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky banned former U.S. President Donald Trump's Truth Social app in Ukraine. 7 out of 10 chatbots repeated this incorrect information, with some even citing Pravda articles as their sources. The implications of this are profound. As artificial intelligence becomes more integrated into our daily lives, the risk of disinformation shaping public perception grows. Blaschez warns that artificial intelligence companies must act swiftly to prevent their platforms from becoming tools for spreading propaganda. Users, too, have a role to play by cross-checking information, especially on sensitive topics, and using tools like NewsGuard's misinformation fingerprints to identify unreliable sources. The challenge is enormous, given the sheer volume of content Pravda produces, more than 20,000 articles every 48 hours. Simply blocking Pravda sites isn't enough, as new domains and subdomains are constantly emerging. The NewsGuard report underscores the urgent need for artificial intelligence companies to adopt more robust verification and content sourcing practices to prevent their models from being manipulated. If artificial intelligence companies fail to address this issue, the very tools designed to democratize information could become conduits for disinformation on a global scale. It's a wake-up call for the industry to bolster its defenses against this growing threat. ServiceNow is making headlines again with its latest move to acquire Moveworks for a staggering $2.85 billion. This deal, a blend of cash and stock, is set to close in the latter half of 2025. The news broke late on Sunday, courtesy of Bloomberg, and it's certainly shaking up the enterprise technology sector. Moveworks, which was valued at $2.1 billion as of June 2021, is known for its enterprise-focused automation and artificial intelligence tools. This acquisition is a strategic step for ServiceNow, aiming to enhance its AI portfolio and streamline business transformation through intelligent automation. Amit Zavery, the president and chief operating officer of ServiceNow, expressed his enthusiasm in a press release, stating that the acquisition of Moveworks will propel ServiceNow forward in agentic AI-powered business transformation. He emphasized how Moveworks' talented team and innovative AI-first experience will complement ServiceNow's own AI-driven workflow automation capabilities. The synergy between ServiceNow and Moveworks is already evident, as they share a number of mutual clients and tightly integrated product offerings. By bringing Moveworks into its ecosystem, ServiceNow aims to create a robust platform that leverages both companies' strengths in AI and automation, especially in areas like enterprise search technology. Moveworks, founded in 2016, emerged from stealth in 2019 with a focus on automating high-level IT support for enterprises. Over the years, it expanded its solutions to cover various business lines, including human resources, finance, and facilities management. With clients like Unilever, Instacart, Siemens, and Toyota, Moveworks has established itself as a key player in the AI-driven enterprise solution space. Bhavin Shah, the CEO of Moveworks, highlighted the potential of this acquisition to accelerate innovation and redefine user experiences through ServiceNow's AI-driven platform. Moveworks prides itself on simplifying complex enterprise systems for employees, and joining forces with ServiceNow is expected to amplify this mission. This acquisition marks another significant step in ServiceNow's strategy to embrace emerging AI technologies. Earlier this year, they acquired Qwen, an AI-native conversation data analysis platform, to bolster their data processing capabilities. With nearly 1,000 AI customers and a growing annual contract value, ServiceNow is solidifying its position as a leader in AI-powered enterprise solutions. Imagine having a digital twin of your favorite professor, always ready to help you with questions, no matter the time of day. Praxis AI is transforming the higher education landscape with its innovative use of Claude in Amazon Bedrock, creating AI-powered digital twins of professors. These virtual teaching assistants are designed to provide students with personalized, round-the-clock support, enhancing engagement and performance while easing the load on faculty. Let's explore how Praxis AI is pioneering this AI-driven education revolution. The impact of these digital twins has been nothing short of remarkable. Praxis AI has reported a 15-fold increase in platform usage across higher education institutions. students are engaging with these digital twins at a rate of 75%, compared to just 14% with generic AI tools. Moreover, there's been a full letter grade improvement in class averages after implementing Professor Digital Twins. These figures highlight the transformative potential of AI in education. Today's college students face numerous challenges, balancing academics with work, mental health issues, and financial pressures. Professors, particularly in under-resourced institutions, are often stretched too thin to provide the support students need. David James Clark IV, Chief Executive Officer of Praxis, pointed out, "Students are struggling more than ever before. Many are working multiple jobs to afford tuition and dealing with pandemic learning gaps. This lack of individualized support has significant consequences for student success." Praxis AI chose Claude because of its exceptional performance and security features, crucial for maintaining academic integrity. The platform's ability to anonymize student information while delivering personalized support stood out. Clark explained, "When we tested different models, Claude stood out for its ability to maintain context and provide nuanced educational responses." By leveraging Claude through Amazon Bedrock, Praxis has been able to scale its business rapidly. Clark shared, "The fact that we can deliver the industry's best large language model from within our AWS infrastructure has improved our middleware performance, enhanced security, and decreased costs. This integration has been pivotal in Praxis's explosive growth, allowing them to focus on innovation and serving more students effectively." The real-world results of Claude-powered digital twins are impressive. At Clemson University, a bioinformatics professor saw student engagement soar after implementing his digital twin, with average grades rising significantly. Similarly, a social sciences professor's digital twin answered 2,000 student questions per week, leading to an average grade improvement from a C to a B. These outcomes underscore the power of personalized, on-demand support at scale. Beyond academic performance, Praxis AI is working to level the educational playing field, partnering with institutions like Alabama State University and the American Indian Higher Education Consortium to empower historically underserved students. They're also developing corporate training solutions to personalize learning throughout an employee's career, demonstrating the boundless applications of this technology. As Praxis continues to scale its AI platform, its collaboration with Anthropic and AWS will be critical. Clark emphasized, "What Anthropic has created with Claude is extraordinary. Students can now have meaningful, personalized learning interactions anytime, at scale, which is magical. This partnership is set to lead a new era of AI-powered, universally accessible education, enabling every student to unlock their full potential." That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. With Praxis, AI's groundbreaking use of AI-powered digital twins, the future of education is looking more inclusive and effective than ever. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.